call the November 8th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Dietl, please call the roll.
Mayor Wilson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhardt?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
City Engineer Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
And Commissioner Fowler excused.
Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance. We have a quorum. The first item on the agenda, B1, is approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of October 18th. Any additions or corrections?
Move approval.
Second.
Discussion none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C1 is a public hearing on special use amendment for Hoppy Woodworks detached storage building and garage construction. Mr. Dietl.
Thank you. Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, November 8th, 2018 at 7 o'clock p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard. The Common Council Chambers at the City of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by John Hoppy, President of Hoppy Woodworks, Inc., for an amendment to a special use permit to allow for construction of an approximately 1,100-square-foot detached storage building garage on the southeast corner of the existing paved parking lot for storage of items similar to those in the existing building, to park company vehicles, and to eliminate the need for outside storage. Approximately 300 square feet of the existing asphalt parking lot will be removed and replaced with green space. Upon property zoned B4 South 27th Street Mixed-Use Commercial District located at 2791 West Southland Drive, and the public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of 15.3.0701, General Standards for Special Uses, Section 15.3.0703, Detailed Standards for Special Uses in Non-Residential Districts, and 15.9.0103, Applications for a Special Use Permit of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. Copy of the proposed Special Use Amendment Resolution in draft form is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the city clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, during normal business hours.
Here's we have a properly noticed public hearing. Before we open a public hearing, we usually have staff give us the highlights. So, Mr. Dietl, please do.
Thank you. The subject property is on the screen. I can turn the lights down a little bit. The applicant wants to put the storage building garage right here. This is was an existing cargo container, has since been removed. Parking spaces start right here, approximately 13 of them. We will lose one parking space. The garbage dumpster is right here, and there's a shed right here. As noted in the staff report, this development was approved back in 1997 before the current UDO standards. Back then, the rear yard setback was 20 feet. The main building, the parking lot, all meet that 20-foot setback. This building does not. The garbage container did not. It's too close to call. There might be an encroachment in their 10-foot setback from the property line for parking. It's a really close call. Like I said, this structure never had an approval, but the applicant has removed it. The storage building will go there. They will be cutting out a little sliver of the parking lot there. That's the increase in open space. And it will retain that 20-foot setback from the rear property line. Staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions. One is that this garbage dumpster be moved up to also meet that 20-foot setback, that there be no outdoor storage allowed, and that this building be removed. With those recommended conditions, which are in the resolution, staff is recommending approval.
Okay, with that, I'll open a public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? John, you can wait. You're a participant. Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing. Questions from the commission? Alderman Dendre.
I'll just ask Joel. Joel, all these conditions that you brought up, is the participant in agreeance with those recommendations?
So.
John?
John Hoppe, residence at 4287 Tumble Creek Court. I also own 8153 South 27th Street, the Hoppe Professional Building, and I own this property right here at 2791 West Elton Drive. What's new to me tonight is the dumpster pad being pushed forward. At one time, in the terminology that I have, was supposed to be put in front of the garage, Joel.
John, can you use the mic, please?
That was the first round.
Yeah, staff comments were to move the garbage dumpster entirely away from here and put it way up there. Since then, the applicant has shown that they're going to put a gate over there. So then I revised my initial comment to just say move it up to here. But originally I was saying move it way up to there.
Yes, I am in agreement with that. The shed that's behind the existing structure has been removed from site as of last Monday. So the indoor-outdoor storage, the sea container, and the shed are gone.
Yep. Nope, it'll just be moved right here. Yep.
All right, without objection, we'll move to make this a business matter. Is there a motion to recommend approval of resolution to amend resolution number 97-4563, imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for Hoppe Woodworks, Inc., located at 2791 West Southland Drive, to allow for construction of an approximately 1,100 square foot detached storage building and garage and removal of approximately 300 square feet of the existing asphalt parking lot, which will be replaced with green space.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
And this still does go to the Common Council?
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
When is the next Common Council meeting?
Oh.
Does that go all the way to January now, or we have one in December, right?
Yes. There'll actually be two in December.
What about next week? Don't we have a...
No, next one is December one, I think.
Well, next one is the budget.
First week of December?
So I would say first week of December,
okay.
If you can hold off
that. I'm out of town the first week of December. So does that push me
hey, John?
All the way to January, or do I have to be present for that one?
No.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Okay. Next item is a business matter, Plan Development District number 37, Rock Sports Complex, Baseball Stadium, the site plan, which we've tabled a couple of times. Mr. Zimmerman's here.
Thank you. I'll put up one of the maps here.
So yes, this has been before the Plan Commission before. It was tabled to get some more details and some corrections. Staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions. They're listed in the resolution. I can mention that I believe the applicant agrees with many of them, but not all of them. So we're probably going to have to go one by one through them. I guess I would only add to that this is the last part, last major part for the stadium. There are a few extra future buildings that they're going to have to come back and get some approvals for. And there's also part of their request is to get some pre-approval of smaller uses and smaller structures that would tend to be more temporary in nature. So things like some food trucks that won't be there permanently, food stands and individual sellers doing things. Those aren't in these plans. The applicant is asking for a prior approval. It's a little bit confusing in their application materials, but it's my understanding because it says in one part it says they want to be pre-approved and never have to come back to the Plan Commission and never have to come back to Plan Commission. and another part that says they do want to come, or they are willing to come back to the Plan Commission at least once to go through those details. Greg Marceau and I had discussed that. I thought we were getting close to agreeing on an idea there. I was looking for bringing that back to the Plan Commission. They would come annually to staff. The first time, we would go to Plan Commission instead. You would be able to see then all these proposed things that they were proposing to do throughout the remainder or throughout next year, 2019. So that would include any extra food trucks, food stands, all those kinds of things, merchandise being sold out of different structures that aren't shown on the plans. All those kinds of things would be shown to you at the Plan Commission in more detail than we have now, hopefully real good detail. And then from that, staff would take guidance, what kinds of stuff you have no problems with and would not have to come back to you again. Things that you would say, well, let's see what happens with it for first year. If there's no problems, then we're probably going to be okay. Or maybe there'll be certain things that you'll say, no, we would like to see these every year. Because they do envision coming to staff every year to show us that stuff. So, again, my recommendation would be that they come back at least once for the Plan Commission, see how comfortable you guys are. If there's parts that you want to see, or if you want to bring the whole thing back one or two more times, that would be my recommendation. And then after that, then it would be administratively approved by staff, either parts of it or all of it, whatever the Plan Commission decides over the next couple of years. So I think there might still be a slight difference of opinion or how that's going to work. So we may have to talk about that one. And that is one of the first conditions in the resolution. So I guess that would be a good segue, unless the applicant here has something more to add.
So the way we usually do this, Mike, is we go through the conditions, and Greg would go, yeah, it's okay, or sure. We need to talk about it. So why don't you come on up, grab the mic, and have a seat. Jesus. So
I invite Alex, our architect, to come up.
Then I would suggest we start with the track changes version of the resolution. So that's got the changes in blue. Hopefully you got a color copy.
So the first one of substance. The previous ones are all just address changes.
Right. So there's really just four issues that we've got. Everything else we're fine with. So I don't know if you just want to.
If that's okay, we could go straight to those.
Yeah, let's just do the ones you have an issue with.
Yeah, and just Joel on that issue. I think we're.
Mike, name an address.
The work address or my home address? All right, Mike Zimmerman, 7241 South 92nd Street. So the first comment, just in regards to the comment that Joel made around, really it's food and beverage and maybe some merchandise and other vendors. So what we tried to do is provide a framework that suggests that we didn't have to come back every time to the Plan Commission. So what we did is we grouped sort of three or four different categories. I don't remember the specifics, but sort of ranging from, you know, people selling hot dogs in an open-air cart to, you know, the lowest common denominator, which is food hawking, so people out, you know, walking up and down the stand selling whatever, cotton candy. So what we said is we'd like to be allowed a certain amount of X number of food trucks, X number of hawkers. So we can certainly come back to the Plan Commission if that's what you guys want, but we prefer to say let's put together a framework, and then once we all agree on that framework, we'll work with staff and we'll present every year, annually. I think it's 90 days in advance of the season. So that was the thinking, and maybe some of the misunderstanding. So if you guys want us to come back, we're completely comfortable with that.
Mr. Deedle, actually, condition 4 is really the only big one here.
Yes.
Where in condition 4 that I read here does it differentiate between the hawking, hot dog and peanut vendors, and food trucks and souvenirs?
There's not a lot of details of what those are. I expect that would be in the annual review. So they would not only would they describe what each category is like, they'd probably show us pictures and examples of what that would be like. So all we do is we list those categories in this condition the same way they listed them in their project narrative. So we do have in that first sentence, we just list semi-portable, semi-temporary, temporary product hawking. those are the categories that they're going to create. And then my visioning for this would be maybe some of those categories are so small, so temporary, that you have no problem with it after this first plan commission review. And that you would say from this point forward, never have to bring those back to plan commission. But maybe one of them, the semi-portable ones, maybe are bigger and more substantive, and you'd say, oh, we'd like to see this one or two more times yet. So that's how I'm envisioning something like that working. That right now, the way that's worded, we're only stating that it's going to come back for one plan commission review, probably in January of 2019, and then at that meeting, the plan commission would decide if they want to see have another one of these meetings or not.
I don't think that's unreasonable.
Nope.
But personally, I'm looking at the list as a board meeting here.
Yep. And that would be part of it, too, to give guidance to me. You know, if certain of these, not only do you not care, you don't care how many there are. And then I would pass that message along, and they would be able to adjust their plans accordingly.
Well, that specific one.
Yep.
Why would we want to know if it's anticipated to have a light season, a light series, and he's going to bring in 10 hawkers or a full house where he needs 30? What do we care?
That's
my argument. We don't have to handle
okay.
it.
Yeah, I think categorically it's not the hawking. It'd be that first category. It's the larger structures. They might want to put it there for the entire season, and I think that's where we'll have to say is that does it look appropriate?
Okay, so condition 4, and I don't have a page number. It appears that the applicant has no issue, so therefore it's not an issue.
Okay.
Mr. Deedle, next one?
I would go back to Mike if he just wants to focus on the 4.
So I don't know. I'm calling this one 17. This is the request, Joel, to provide doors and windows. And it's not that we reject it. We didn't understand it because it does say prior to building permit. So the what I'm looking at, I believe, is the memo. Let me just double check. It might be. It's number 7, actually.
Yes.
Not 17.
Yes, number 7. So it's on page 3, second from the top.
Well, do you have an extra staff report?
Staff report?
Yeah. Or a resolution, I don't care, either one.
I have a clean copy.
Track changes? Oh, well, you can have this one.
My writing is green.
So, Joel, can you offer him some guidance on condition 7, which is doors and windows? Does the commission all see that?
No.
All right, let me just help. The applicant shall revise the architectural plans to provide doors and windows to all permanent, semi-permanent structures and to clearly identify the type, location, materials, et cetera, of all such doors and windows for Department of City Development review and approval prior to issuance of associated building permits.
Yep. So what the intent is that where there are doors, so that it is, I agree, it wasn't clear when Greg explained it to me. I said, that's not what I meant. Well, that's what I say. The intent is where there's going to be doors or windows. So you cut a hole or you have the existing door in the cargo container. I don't want, because the elevations don't show, they just show the hole in the wall. They don't show if there's going to be a door or window. So if there's an opening cut in the container or in the building, I want there to be a door or window there. And then I just want to know what the materials and details of that door and window are. So I'm not saying you have to have doors and windows. I'm saying where there are cuts and openings in there, they shall have doors or windows in them.
Yeah, we're okay with that.
Okay, is the language clear enough?
Pride.
It hits who, him or me?
Nah, I would add something in there. So to the provide doors and windows to all permanent, semi-permanent structures, which will have doors or windows, and to clearly identify the type and location.
Okay, 19.
Any issues from the commission?
Okay. Item 19. So this is in regards to, Joel, your desire to see a larger structure?
Yes. So what I was recommending here is, this is the main entrance. It's going to be primarily comprised of a cargo container and an entryway, gateways into the stadium. And in the backside, there'll be another cargo container for merchandise. So when you walk up, you'll see that one cargo container. It'll have the trim from the rest of the architecture that they're using through the Ballpark Commons development. They'll have counters and stuff inside the cargo container, and they'll have these gateways off to one side. So I was saying that's the first thing people are going to see. I was hoping for something bigger with more pop. So as an example, I'm recommending it would be a two-story feature. I'm not saying it has to be a two-story feature. I wanted to give a recommendation for an example, something that would stand out more. The other part of that was I wanted to clarify what was going to be in that structure. A ticket center, obviously, but was there going to be security, first aid, and or an information center as well? Because that was the other part of my thought, was that could be a good opportunity to have some kind of special audio-visual system, whether it's giant TV screens or something like that. I was thinking of the new entrance into the zoo that's right off of Blue Mound and Highway 100. If you've come in that entrance, they got a big, just one screen, but it's a big screen, big TV that shows all the upcoming events. Scrolling down shows pictures of people that have been in the zoo, that kind of stuff. So that was the other half of my recommendation, something fancy like that as part of the main entrance.